Hello, this is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio, and I'm here with my co-host,
DJ Warm Leatherette.
That's right, and we are here with a band called Earth Girls. And could you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Liz. I sing and play guitar.
My name is Joey. I play the drums, and I used to play the bass.
He forgot how to play the bass. Yeah, he forgot.
Well, speaking of forgetting, before I forget, where are you guys from?
We're from Chicago.
Yes, I agree. We're from Chicago.
And I was wondering, how long have you guys been a band for?
2 years?
Because I'm going to freak out, too. All right?
Okay.
Yeah,
Dan,
I know.
Dan.
Are you out, your part-time cartoon-ass mind?
Hey.
Leave this off. Let's go.
Okay.
We're just starting something. Sorry, his bedroom's through this room.
I forgot about that.
Okay.
So anyways, what just happened was we are in somebody's bedroom, and you have to walk through that to get to the other person's bedroom who's just shouting, so sorry for the interruption.
These
now
are
back to Damaged Goods on...
Back to your regularly scheduled programming now in progress.
I think Earth Girls started practicing about 2 years ago, Joey, is that correct?
Probably about that.
Yeah, but before that, we did another band called Embarrassed Teens that was kind of the same band, but different.
Yeah, our first show was February 2nd, 2014, but we had been practicing for a while before then.
I remember reading a lot on the Facebook about Embarrassed Teens and being really upset the fact that I didn't live in Chicago to see that happen.
Well, actually, we never played in Chicago. We played in Normal, Illinois once in 2011. And, yeah, we were supposed to play in Chicago, but the show got really...
...to the show, and it got shut down after the first band.
Because we played a hardcore show, and it was at, like, a honky-tonk, like, country bar, and they didn't like the hardcore bands that played were going to play before us, so they decided to cancel the show.
It wasn't because DMS showed up?
No, it was not because DMS showed up.
Yeah.
Chicago, not New York.
Well, here...
All right.
here's the thing. If DMS showed up, they would have... pressured, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, they would have pressured the owners to let them do it, keep the show going. Pressure meaning by force, with fists.
Yeah, so how many releases have you guys put out?
We have a demo with 5 songs. We have...
It's amazing.
Seth likes it.
I wrote good things about it. I do my Sorry State, like, monthly newsletter, and I talk about it as a great, the best spring release at that time. So it was, what, it was about a year ago, a little less, or...
Yeah, because we had it out for our first show, which was February of 2014, so it would have been out. So we have that demo. And at the same recording session, we recorded a 7-inch that Alex at Grave Mistake put out. And that was all the stuff with the old lineup. And now we have a tape that we released, a 4-song tape, with stuff that is being put out on 7-inch by Dirt Cult Records.
And I have a question.
Yes.
If I want to... find said tape, where would I go?
To the Earth Girls merch table.
Let's say Earth Girls weren't playing in my town.
The tape is gone, but the record is out in like a couple weeks.
Dirt Cult Records, just Google it, goggle it.
Yeah, goggle it.
And then you can find it. Do we have it up on our... Bandcamp or...
No.
Do we
I'll
have
put
a...
it up on Bandcamp soon. And then we have an LP coming out on Grave Mistake this summer.
But, like, we have the 7-inch. We have a few copies left of the tape, which hopefully will sell out on the rest of this tour.
I don't think anyone needs this much detail, Joey.
Do you have a name for your upcoming album?
It's called Wanderlust. Because I have it.
It's called Boner Penis.
No, I like that title. Band. That's our other band.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake.
Can you say that on the radio?
Yes.
Boner. So you have another band?
We're in another band called Broken Prayer, where we're just the puppets.
Yes.
Oh, Misanthropic something or whatever.
What?
Wait, what was that?
Misanthropocentric, aka Droid's Blood.
Yes. That is the name of the new Broken Prayer record that I just saw the final product today when we picked it up from Sorry State Records. I didn't write any of the songs on it. Scott, who is filling in for Earth Girls on second guitar, wrote everything, and he is a genius, and I listened to that record so much, and I don't feel bad that I was like part of the recording and part of the band, because I didn't write it, and it is so good. It is probably going to be my favorite record of 2015. It is so good. Scott is a maniac, and I love him.
So what was the most memorable gig you guys have played?
Richmond last year.
Or so perhaps...
I got really, really up after it, because it was very tense. Because I was playing bass at the time, and we had another drummer who sucked at the drums. And I was embarrassed, so I got really drunk. There.
I said it.
I don't want to hear this. That's why I'm not going to listen to it again, but I'm drunk and I don't care.
So what happened?
I love this band. I care, but I don't know.
So you got really drunk at the show, then what happened?
We swam in the James River.
And got a weird rash.
I didn't get a weird rash. My body is clean.
Did you write a song about getting this rash?
No, but we will.
No. Yeah. Please do. Wonderful rash. This is my rash because I swam in the James River. That's right there.
That is
So I was wondering if Earth Girls would ever play on the Chicago public access TV show Chicago.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that?
Does it still exist?
It does. It's still out there.
I've only seen the tapes of, like, the early 80s. I had no idea it still
existed. No.
There's the good ones. There's one of Anti-Scene. A fantastic Carolina band, playing on there. Nobody plays on there. That one actually is one of my favorites. And also, Steve Ignorant from Crass is on there. They don't actually do a set, but they talk to him, they, like, play some Crass songs, and some kids dance around.
The band White Mystery from Chicago, they played their hit song Buttheads from Mars on Chicago.
I would love to play. I'm going to look this up now.
Yeah. I was really hoping that you would say, will Earth Girls ever play Warped Tour if we had the opportunity, and I would have to say yes. We would definitely play Warped Tour.
No, I'm holding that for Ozfest.
Family Values 1998 was my favorite live CD that I've ever, favorite live CD I've ever bought.
Just one of those days.
You don't want to wake up. Everybody sucks.
You could do like a Halloween cover set of just the Family Values tour album, right?
So, last year on 311, I'm going to plug my other band. We're called Boilerman. We played a show on March 11th, and so we decided to learn a couple 311 songs.
Question?
Yes.
It's why you have the 311 sticker on your drum set?
It's not a 311
it's
sticker.
It's not a 311 sticker.
It's a Boilerman sticker.
It's a Boilerman sticker, but it is, like, my friend who is a graphic designer made stickers that said Boilerman, but it looks like a 311 logo. It's pretty cool. So, like, that friend who is a graphic designer / screen printer, his name's Harrison. Shout out to Harrison. He sang down with us. He sang the rap part because we're a three-piece pop. Yeah, Yeah, no, that he not that part. That's the melodic singing part.
You know, he says in the rap, he says, "I change the channel whenever that whack show Real World is on."
I did not know that, but thank you. I must not be as big of a 311. I must not be as big as of a 311 fan as I thought I was.
I had the CD in the 90s, so.
I did have the CD. It was like a fireball, like, CD on the. Well, our friend Harrison had him sing the rap part, and there's a video online on Vimeo. You could just tap Boilerman 311 set. I think that will help, if that would work. But he sang the rap part, and he did a great job, excellent job. Practice was with us only once, and he threw a bunch of Mondos out in the crowd, and
the beverage from the 90s.
The beverage from the 90s, and also print. He worked at a printing shop and screen printed Boilerman shirts with the 311 logo incorporated into it, and stickers. It was incredible. It was so good. And then we did Down, we did a Beautiful Disaster, and then we did Amber. Then we did it like, you know, a regular Boilerman set, and then ended with Amber. It was cool.
So now 311 just needs to do a Boilerman set, and it'll all come full circle.
Or if we could play the 311 cruise, that would be pretty cool. Because they have a 311 cruise.
Is that a thing? Really?
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing. Or
so
we could play...
Is that the new thing to do when you're like a... So let's say about 20 years when... Is there going to be Earth Girls Cruise?
Wish. Like...
No comment.
I've never been on a cruise, but I imagine it's awesome. Well, you can gamble. You're in hot weather.
Gary loves to gamble.
With... You're in hot weather with hot babes swimming. Like, these are things that...
It's an Alaskan cruise.
I mean, I'd still do it.
Okay.
We'd probably be able to get to see seals. Seals are a pretty cool
you
animal.
You could see seals. So you'd kiss
a rose. Kiss a rose on, like, a thorn or whatever.
Something like that. And,
Maybe be burned in a fire. Which brings me to Batman and Robin, arguably the best Batman movie.
Is it because Arnold was Mr. Freeze?
I really want to like just do like some like can we just end this with like some word association like going until it's done. Hey, I like that poster. I screen printed that.
Well, so I know there's been some talk of you know colonizing Mars. So would you guys do? You could be the first band to play on Mars, and it could be the Earth Girls on Mars tour.
We have a side project called Space Boys that I'm not in, and I don't want to go to Mars, so Space Boys can go to Mars, because then they'll just never come back. Because if you go to Mars...
So then you don't have to do Earth Girls anymore?
No, because if you go to Mars, you can't come back. I don't want to stay on Mars forever.
Pressure and blow.
I bet in Total Recall where the way Arnold redeems himself is he gets his ass to Mars.
I don't know. I like Earth. I'm an Earth girl.
I heard they're easy.
I've never seen that
movie.
That
is true.
Neither have I.
Never seen it.
It does have Jeff Goldblum in it, so.
It is a great movie, and that is what we are named after. Because I saw that movie, and we did not have a name yet. We were going back and forth and back and forth.
Celebrity Shark Week was the other top contender.
Yeah, Celebrity Shark Week.
Okay, quick question. Earth Girls and Three Words. For people who have never heard your band, if you had to describe it in three words, go.
Joey. Three words.
You have to beep one of those words.
It's okay. I'm sure we'll figure it out.
Yo, that... I mean, wrong. That wrong side record.
Straight Edge combined into one word anyway.
That wrong side record is sick.
We're talking about
Because we have a song called Wrong Side of History, and on the set list, I always want to call it Dump Truck, because Dump Truck was wrong side. And 99.9% of people will not get that reference.
Yeah.
But for the ones that do, it's worth it.
Liz and I saw The Wrong Side, Righteous Jams, and Mental in a tiny, tiny basement. 200 people crammed in it into it, so we couldn't even two-step.
and we went back to this was like 10 years ago.
Alright, so this was 10 years ago, and we just went back to this basement.
There's still footprints on the ceiling.
There are still footprints on the ceiling because of this.
Well, so I understand you guys did a Devo cover set once, is that true?
Joey was not involved. I was involved. It was cool.
Scott Plant, who is also playing with us, is involved, and he loves Devo.
That makes sense.
Devo is one of our greatest influences.
Yes.
Broken Prayer have an LP out on Sorry State Records.
Seth, this isn't about Broken Prayer.
Liz Pinnell also plays in this band.
So does he.
I do too. So Joey Capel does. Speaking of Joey Capel, that is my name, and I have a blog that is dedicated to me called Joey Capel Rules 6969, but rules is spelled R-U-L-Z.
Okay, so this is
what,
I'm start wrapping this up.
No! But Scott Plant from Broken Prayer does it. It's an appreciation blog. Like, it's an appreciation...
Of you being in a band with him.
No!
Bands with him now.
Liz, you explain.
Scott just takes pictures of Joey and makes them hilarious. That's all I can say.
Aren't they naturally hilarious, though? You don't really need to do anything.
All right, so, for example, I'm pulling up one right now where Joey's head is on a mermaid's body. Next to a picture of Joey looking really punk in my house.
Okay, say the caption.
Joey tried being a merman.
Send these to me so I can put them on our on the radio show's website.
Yes,
we definitely will.
But Joey,
so our, 10 listeners will understand.
Yes. So for this mermaid picture, the caption is Joey tried being a merman because he is open-minded, but you know what? He stopped. And then there's a picture of Joey looking punk. The next one is a picture of Joey holding a box that says "Key to My Heart and Dong," and the caption is "He doesn't just give this away." And then there's one of Joey on some talk show.
Oh, that's the Fox News 5.
Is it The View?
It's Fox News.
Fox News 5, it's terrible.
Then there's a picture of Joey standing behind Big Zit playing. Here's a picture of Joey's head on
other Joey
Ken's body. Yeah, Joey Seeger.
Joey Seeger, he was in Embarrassed Teens, the first incarnation of Earth Girls.
I'll say the fact that I love Liz, and I love little Joey. He's like, he got so embarrassed when he saw Ron Nerve play. He was like, chain-smoking cigarettes, and he's like all like nervous and like, you know, going crazy. And they killed it, because he's an amazing drummer. And this is amazing!
And Earth Girls were on the cover of the National Enquirer 1 month.
Yes, we were.
That was on Joey Capel Rules 6969.tumblr.com.
So, is the rumor true? Does Liz not like Joey?
No, newsflash, everyone likes Joey.
Oh, I see that, okay. Meanwhile, Angelina Jolie is wasting away, so...
I just need to say this. People outside this room are listening to metalcore right now, and I really want to go out there and spin kick.
I'm really excited. Like, I know this is going to be broadcasted a couple weeks after this happens, but another good Joe, not Joey, from Chicago is playing tomorrow with Narcoleptics. I'm super excited to see him. And
formerly of Chicago.
Formerly. He lives in Brooklyn now. Or
yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, New York. It's New York.
Whatever.
It's boring.
And there's also Joey Buttafuoco, another favorite Joey of mine.
Oh, speaking of
Uncle Joey.
Speaking of all those Joeys, there is a post on JoeyCapitalRule6969.tumblr.com that is Joey with a bunch of lesser Joeys. The lesser Joeys, Joey Buttafuoco.
All right. Last words, guys. Last word.
Great band from Raleigh, North Carolina, featuring my homegirl Marina and homeboy. Was Jeff in that? Jeff was in that band.
Last words.
And Connor. Connor.
I think Dave.
Connor
like
played
drummer,
drums.
Drummer of No Love played in that band.
Oh, really? What did he play?
Bass. Did he play bass?
Connor played drums, and Connor's in Protester now, and like DC bands. I mean,
so
I really like that Last Words demo.
Again, trying to plug Last Words, what he's trying to do.
Great band, right?
Great band. Someone should let us tour the world and invite us to places. If you're listening, people out there internationally who are listening to this.
Capitol Records, this is a shout out directly to you. Give us all the money. And
yeah.
Band.
Well, okay, and lastly, what's your favorite Earth Girl song to play live?
I like the new songs we play that are going to be on our upcoming LP.
Well, the new songs that are on our LP, like, we haven't played yet, and I would have to relearn them all because I don't know them anymore, because I forgot them after we recorded
also,
them.
You switch instruments?
I switched instruments. I used to play bass, but now I play drums, but I was better than the original. I'm better than the original drummers at the drums. But I am worse than our current bassist at the bass. So, we upgraded overall. But like my favorite song to play is off our upcoming record on Dirt Cult Records, which is called Lizzie Wizzy and the Accidents, and it is. It's called the Noise Song. As far as I'm
called Room to Breathe.
It's called the Noise Song in my head.
It's about linguistics.
And Scott has been doing a great job using his
Is that a jammy song? Is
delay
that like
pedal.
It's the
delay
it's
pedal.
The second to last song that we played tonight.
And I
mistakenly told Scott that I really liked that, like the digital delay that he used, and he got super offended because it was an analog delay, and so I really like the analog delay song because he doesn't play anything for the second half of the song, and it sounds super cool.
Crap.
And I hit the drums so hard,
and so and lastly. Do you have any words of inspiration for the kids listening at home?
Grow your hair out and listen to punk.
Hey, girls, you're better than everyone.
Awesome. Well, thanks.
I agree with that.
Amen. Well, thanks for talking to us today on Little Riley Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Straight Edge.
And hopefully we'll see you again soon.